A day after the United Nations said that it has credible reports that civilians trying to cross the battle lines in northeastern Sri Lanka have been shot at and sometimes killed by the Tamil Tigers, a swift denial came from the rebels. The Tamil Rehabilitation Organization, a front group for the rebels, says the UN has leveled the allegation to hide its own failures. It accuses the UN of withdrawing its local staff from the war zone and shedding its responsibility of taking care of civilians. After losing their strongholds, the rebels, also known as the LTTE, are now confined to a small strip of jungle along with an estimated 250,000 ethnic Tamil civilians. The head of Colombo's National Peace Council, Jehan Pereira, says in recent weeks there have been many reports that rebels are forcibly keeping these people in the war zone. He says the LTTE does not want the civilians to leave because it will make the rebels vulnerable to the full firepower of the military.
What this also indicates is that the LTTE is probably feeling very desperate, and they are very probably fearful that if the civilians leave, that they will be isolated there, and this would enable the government forces to come in with their heavy weaponry and eliminate them.
Aid agencies say hundreds of civilians have been killed or wounded in recent weeks as they come under artillery firing or bombing as the military advances to crush the rebels. The UN says the rebels are forcibly recruiting children and have recruited a UN worker into their ranks. It says even a no-fire zone declared by the government for civilians who escape has not been spared from the fighting. Jehan Pereira says thousands of civilians have sought refuge here in the last week, but continue to be caught in the crossfire.
The problem is that the LTT then goes into the safe zone with their guns and then fires at the military. And then the military, in turn, often fires back at the LTT, with the result that civilian casualties. So it is quite a horrendous situation for the civilians who are trapped there.
So far, both the government and the rebels have ignored repeated calls by the UN, other aid agencies and several countries to halt the conflict briefly to allow the civilians to leave. The government says it is close to defeating the rebels and cannot stop in the last stages of a military campaign, which it hopes will put an end to a quarter-century-long struggle by the rebels for an independent Tamil homeland. Anjana Pastricha for VOA News, New Delhi.